Once again, by the grace of Providence, our national Day of Independence falls upon a holiday, the 4th of July. Our hearts must swell with gratitude as we remember those faithful patriots who waited patiently in Philadelphia in order to be able to sign the Declaration of Independence on a holiday. Historians tell us that it was ready for their signature 2 days early, and that many of them had important obligations elsewhere, but they did not place their own comfort and convenience ahead of future generations yet unborn, who would forever have been confined to offices and factories on Independence Day had they not waited and then affixed their signatures on the 4th of July. If our hearts burn within us, it is not merely those scrambled eggs. I want to say, first of all, what a pleasure it is for me to be here with you today among such friendly, outgoing folk. I noticed from the sign on the loading dock that Holden Village even has outgoing luggage. That's magnificent. It's so heartening. I have seen the world outside. I have lived in the real world, unlike some of you. I have traveled through airport terminals in many cities, and I have seen the luggage of this passing world, much of which will be lost eternally. Figures on alcoholism in this country, alarming already, would be far worse if we took account of how much luggage gets loaded, often before noon. But it is not so among you. Here all things begin in the name of the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe in a completely non-sexist fashion. Here there is neither Jew nor Greek, because Jews don't apply and Greeks aren't welcome. Here at table, we do not seize the chicken platter first in order to grab the biggest piece. We let ourselves be last, knowing that our brethren and sister would feel guilty taking the largest piece. Thereby is that word fulfilled, the last will be first, unless there be a teenage boy at the table, whose God is their belly, who mind earthly things, then sit by the chicken. I have been invited to speak to you today because I have all the answers. I come to you originally from Texas, where I have been an associate of the noted evangelist, the Reverend Jim Bob Ray. Jim Bob and I have conducted moral crusades throughout this land. It was we, Jim Bob and I, and I say this with no sense of personal pride, it was we who restored decency to the streets of our cities by reminding people that cutoffs are really X-slacks. Which John Lauber first taught me, and he said you might have to think about that one for a while, and I might say that anything in this speech which is in bad taste comes from John Lauber. But I digress. I stand here before you because I have the answer. But what, you ask, is the question? Now that is precisely the kind of moral relativism that has produced the energy crisis, the crisis of the family, and the absence of hot fudge in the snack bar for the last 2 weeks. It is this situation ethics that has led so many to believe that moral questions are just a matter of opinion, and that as long as it feels good, it's all right to put the silverware on the wrong end of the table. I say to you, there is a real difference between North and South, between men and women, between right and wrong, between the compostable and the combustible. As we are told in Holy Writ, the compostable shall be gathered in barns, but the combustible shall be burned with fire unquenchable. But what, you may be wondering, do these deep spiritual truths have to do with the 4th of July? If you're asking that question, you have been led astray by the crafts and assaults of the wicked one. I don't know where the assaults take place in this village, but the crafts are in Chalet 11, which I urge you to avoid. I urge you to avoid, especially when I'm taking a nap in Chalet 10. I say to you now, awake, because Harvey is dozing. But I say further, there must be no separation between church and state. It is one and the same providence that guided our forefathers in days of gore, and even now preserves the Missouri Synod free from error. I am well aware that we have banned prayer from our public schools, but that is a mistake. We pray in the United States Senate. Ah, that's different, you say. Prayer is all right in the Senate because senators aren't paying attention. But if senators aren't listening, it's only because God made no campaign contribution. It's not a matter of principle. The principle is clear and surely cannot be denied on this patriotic holiday in this center of religious renewal. State and church need one another. The church cannot instill moral discipline by itself. The church needs the state to remind people to use zip codes. To keep us ever mindful through our coins that e pluribus unum, or in God we trust. To prevent football games from starting before 12 o'clock on Sunday. To punish those who, he beareth not the sword in vain, to punish those who take up two spaces in the church parking lots. But above all, the state needs the church. And it most especially needs that peculiar brand of churchliness cultivated here at Holden Village. The religion of simple living that grows so naturally out of simple thinking. And I would like to begin by commending the village guests in Lodge 3. Our hardship outpost, as it were, in the arts of simple living. Perhaps all guests in Lodge 3 could rise. Now sit down. You're taking attention away from me. Okay. The Holden Village plan for the nation is a new Mein Kampf. Recently published by Augsburg Press under the title Mein Heik. Mein Heik sets forth the accomplishments of this place and outlines the challenges yet before us. It is a book that I think will ultimately displace George Orwell's 1983. Here, we save everything. If someone in Koinonia belches, we tape it and preserve it for the Holy Catholic Church. We are buying a tractor for Zimbabwe, and I trust a tape deck for that tractor. The food that we don't eat is returned to the kitchen and served again. The food that we do eat is returned to the tailings, where the fertilizer is extracted, and the cream of the crop is fed to the geraniums. Thank you, John Lauber, wherever you are. We don't need fossil fuels or nuclear power to get this country moving again. We have prune juice, peanut butter. We spurn the greedy, competitive ways of the world. Here, if there are extra goodies to be shared at mealtime, they're placed out on the buffet table where rich and poor alike can shove and elbow to get their share. While the world thinks that security can be achieved by saving money, we only save seats in the dining hall. While the world consumes scarce gasoline in their huge motor cars, we leave our cars behind at 25 Mile Creek with full tanks of gasoline to be siphoned out by the high school youth of Chelan. We are not concerned to strip mine coal from the overthrust belt of Montana and Wyoming. We have our own overthrust belts, fashioned of renewable resources wherewith our loins are girded. The world says, eat more beef, but our bumper stickers say, honk if you love cheeses. I have, of course, said nothing. That's John's, too. I have, of course, said nothing of egg caca, and the less said, the better. Or of announcements after meals, where the less said, the better. I have not spoken, as I should have, but time is short. I have not spoken of the Holden Village Bible that opens automatically to Leviticus 25. Or of my own marvelous conversion, which I'm eager to share with you, of an electric toaster into a solar sandwich maker. I go up on the roof, I lay one piece of bread in the sun, I put the other piece of bread in my hand, and when a pigeon comes to eat the bread, whop, squab, sandwich on toast. Nor have I referred to research in progress. Do we really need 88 keys on a piano? I mean, I doubt it. Enough is enough. If we made do with 22 keys, or even 44, just think how much more music would be available for those who must now subsist on harmonicas, or even in some parts of the world, a cappella singing. Also, if small is beautiful, why do the Vespers run so long? If we must have four hymns, why not divide the congregation in quarters and sing them all at the same time? Through in 10 minutes, lights out, kilowatt saved, duty done. We must know when to stop.